Here's a tip from Georgia Power. Always be cautious of water levels. Quickly go to high ground if you see or hear rapidly rising water. Learn more at georgiapower.com.
I've been working on part of this problem for quite some time. I don't know if I'm ready to actually admit, but this is my pet project here. It's a high-speed train to Atlanta, electric train, and I think that it would do a lot positively for the carbon footprint because the train runs on electricity. It runs at a very high rate of speed. They estimate the time from Savannah to Atlanta to be, right about an hour, a little more. If my house backs up to the expressway, to I-16, so I can tell time by the traffic there, and it locks up every day from the entrance to MLK, where they took the Union Station down from, it locks up all the way to 95. Most people would be very happy if we had a high-speed train to get them to and from Savannah. I think it would add a lot of jobs, and it would reduce a lot of carbon. By the way, this is the Wilson Report. Okay, got more copies later. Okay, but the way this would work is that each county would participate in its part of the project, of the cost of the project. You have a core MPO citizen advisory and a core MPO board that decide which projects are going to be presented to the Georgia Department of Transportation. I think those outlying counties would be very anxious to see a plan like this because they get home that quick. So as far as cars and that kind of thing and buses and all vehicles, I lean very highly toward solar energy. And I did have the occasion to speak to Mr. Gentilat, and I expressed that I've got a pretty heavy accounting background, and I suggested that I sit down with him and his comptroller, and he didn't take me very serious. Of course, nobody took me serious the last election when I mentioned this. I got quite a bit of giggles and laughs, but and also out of Georgia Southern, but Georgia Southern is now doing a study of how to make this happen. So that's my project there. As far as these other items that would be included in that, I would strongly recommend doing a cost analysis on each one of those projects. As far as making it an initiative and supporting the initiative, I support it 100% in principle, but we don't know what those costs in doing that are. And I think that is one of the problems that we experience now while we're dealing with this problem with our budget, is because we start throwing money at things and not knowing what the actual cost is going to be. So I would support it in principle, but I'd have to look at some numbers. Thank you very much for inviting me. I enjoyed it very much.
Here's a tip from our friends at Georgia Power. Never make your own electrical repairs to Georgia Power equipment. Let our crews do the dangerous work for you. Call Georgia Power at 888-891-0938 to schedule a repair.